Up to 150 people may have been hit by a superannuation fraud syndicate, with the Australian Federal Police called in to investigate. Now, the alarm bell started ringing in the Australian Taxation Office headquarters as it dealt with 1 million applications for early access to superannuation during the coronavirus crisis. Officials from the ATO and the AFP have been giving evidence to a Senate inquiry that's looking into the federal government's response to the pandemic. Our political reporter Matthew Doran has been listening in. He joins us now from Parliament House with the latest. Afternoon, Matthew. So what have we learnt this morning about that situation?
Thomas, good afternoon. Well, the ATO went public about the incident late last night, but it had kept a pretty tight lid on the details, and it just happened that those senior officials from the tax office and the AFP were already scheduled to give evidence before the Senate's COVID-19 committee today. They weren't called just for this incident. While it is early days in the investigation, the concern is that a tax agent has been hacked into and the private details relating to superannuation have been sourced from there. Both the ATO and the AFP were at pains to stress that none of their computer systems have been compromised throughout this process, and they've actually cited the work of AUSTRAC, which is the government's financial intelligence agency, which monitors things like suspicious transactions, as to the thing that alerted them to the situation. The ATO first learnt of the suspected fraud last Thursday, they told the AFP on Friday, and the AFP Commissioner Rhys Kershaw has told the committee that they can't rule out the possibility of organised crime and overseas criminals being involved.
Our assessment so far is that there's up to 150 victims of this particular fraud, and that we have actually identified some bank accounts and actually had those bank accounts frozen with approximately $120,000 all up. And we're working together, fantastic work with the ATO, AUSTRAC, and through the FinTel Alliance as well, and the Serious Fraud Task Force as well, Financial Crimes Task Force, sorry. So there's a lot of agencies who are involved with this, and we're moving very quickly.
Matthew Doran's with me from Parliament House. Matthew, what does this say about the security of the nation's superannuation system?
Well, it is likely to instill a bit of fear in people, given how important superannuation is and the whole idea about allowing people to access their superannuation early throughout this economic downturn has been to ensure that people can make ends meet. The plan was that people could withdraw $10,000 this financial year, another $10,000 next financial year, and now it appears some of that money has been withdrawn falsely, potentially from people who weren't even preparing to make one of those applications and potentially didn't even know that their accounts had been accessed. Now, the AFP is going through and contacting those people who have been affected. 1 million people across the country have already signed up, withdrawing billions of dollars from the superannuation accounts. And Jeremy Hershorn from the ATO says that while there are layers and layers of security in place when people are verifying their identity, he has conceded somewhat that the situation does need to be bolstered.
So the tax office provides an extra layer and multiple hidden layers of protection against identity fraud. Now, of course, once this fraud has been identified, we are working furiously to see how we can strengthen those processes and those other checks to identify similar types of suspicious activity. But I'd prefer not to go further than that.
Jeremy Hershorn from the ATO there. Now, as we've heard, the investigation is ongoing. Labor will continue to be pressing this point, accusing the government of mismanaging the scheme and ignoring warnings that it could be defrauded. Tax Commissioner Chris Jordan has said also that the super funds themselves may be on the hook for reimbursing that money.
Okay, Matthew Doran reporting there from Canberra. Thanks very much.